Mrs. Hushabye bursts into the room tempestuously and embraces Ellie.
She is a couple of years older than Lady Utterword, and even better looking.
She has magnificent black hair,
eyes like the fish pools of Heshbon,
and a nobly modeled neck, short at the back and low between her shoulders and front.
Unlike her sister, she is uncorseted and dressed anyhow in a rich robe of black pile that shows off her white skin and statuesque contour.
Ellie, my darling, my pettikins, how long have you been here? I've been at home all the time. I was putting flowers and things in your room, and when I just sat down for a moment to try how comfortable the armchair was, I went off to sleep. Papa woke me and told me you were here. Fancy your finding no one and being neglected and abandoned. Mwah, 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 my poor love.
She deposits Ellie on the sofa.
Meanwhile, Ariadne has left the table and come over to claim her share of attention.
Oh, you have brought someone with you. Introduce me.
Hermione, is it possible that you don't know me?
Of course I remember your face quite well. Where have we met?
Didn't Papa tell you I was here? Oh, this is really too much.
Ariadne throws herself sulkily into the big chair.
Papa! Yes, Papa! Our Papa, you unfeeling wretch! I'll go straight to a hotel.
My goodness, gracious goodness! You don't mean to say that you're Annie.
I certainly am Annie, and I don't think I can be so changed that you would not have recognized me if you had any real affection for me. And Papa didn't think me even worth mentioning.
What a lark! Sit down!
She pushes Addie back into the chair instead of kissing her.
You do look a swell. You're much handsomer than you used to be. You've made the acquaintance of Ellie, of course. She is going to marry a perfect hog of a millionaire for the sake of her father, who is as poor as a church mouse, and you must help me to stop her.
Oh, please, Hermione.
My pettikins, the man's coming here today, and with your father, to begin persecuting you, and everybody will see the state of the case in 10 minutes. So what's the use of making a secret of it?
He is not a hog, Hermione. You don't know how wonderfully good he has been to my father, and how deeply grateful I am to him.
Her father is a very remarkable man, Addie. His name is Mazzini Dunn. Mazzini was a celebrity of some kind who knew Ellie's grandparents. They were both poets like the Brownings, and when her father came into the world, Mazzini said, "Another soldier born for freedom." So they christened him Mazzini, and he has been fighting for freedom in his quiet way ever since. That's why he's so poor.
I am proud of his poverty.
Of course you are, Pettikins. Why not leave him in it and marry someone you love?
Hermione, are you going to kiss me or are you not?
What do you want to be kissed for?
I don't want to be kissed, but I do want you to behave properly and decently. We are sisters. We have been separated for 23 years. You ought to kiss me.
Tomorrow morning, dear, before you make up. I hate the smell of powder.
Oh, you unfeeling.
She is interrupted by the return of the captain. He addresses Ellie.
Your room is ready. The sheets were damp, but I have changed them.
He makes for the garden door on the port side.
Oh, what about my sheets?
Take my advice, air them, or take them off and sleep in blankets. You shall sleep in Ariadne's old room.
Indeed, I shall do nothing of the sort, that little hole. I am entitled to the best spare room.
She married a numbskull. She told me she would marry anyone to get away from home.
You are pretending not to know me on purpose. I will leave the house.
Mazzini Dunn enters from the hall.
He is a little elderly man with bulging, credulous eyes and earnest manners. He is dressed in a blue serge jacket suit with an unbuttoned Macintosh over it.
And carries a soft black hat of clerical cut.
At last, Captain Shotover, here is my father.
This? Nonsense! Not a bit like him.
He goes away through the garden, shutting the door sharply behind him.
I will not be ignored and pretended to be somebody else. I will have it out with Papa now, this instant. Excuse me.
She follows the captain out, making a hasty bow to Mazzini, who returns it.
Mrs. Hushabye hospitably shakes hands.
How good of you to come, Mr. Dunn! You don't mind Papa, do you? He is as mad as a hatter, you know, but quite harmless and extremely clever. You will have some delightful talks with him.
I hope so. Oh, so here you are, Ellie, dear. I must thank you, Mrs. Hushabye, for your kindness to my daughter. I'm afraid she would have had no holiday if you'd not invited her.
Not at all. Very nice of her to come and attract young people to the house for us.
I'm afraid Ellie's not interested in young people, Mrs. Hushabye. Her taste is on the graver, solider side.
Won't you take off your overcoat, Mr. Dunn? You will find a cupboard for coats and hats and things in the corner of the hall.
Oh, yes, thank you. I had better.
He goes out.
The old brute!
Who?
Who? Him! He! It! Graver, solider taste indeed.
You don't mean that you were speaking like that of my father.
I was, you know I was.
I will leave your house at once.
If you attempt it, I'll tell your father why.
Oh, how can you treat a visitor like this, Mrs. Hushabye?
I thought you were going to call me Hesione.
Certainly not now.
Well, very well, I'll tell your father.
Oh!
If you turn a hair, if you take his part against me and against your own heart, for a moment, I'll give that born soldier of freedom a piece of my mind that will stand him on his selfish old head for a week.
Hesione! My father's selfish? How little you know.
She is interrupted by Mazzini, who returns, excited and perspiring.
Ellie, Mangan has come. I thought you'd like to know. Excuse me, Mrs. Hushabye, that strange old gentleman
quite so.
Oh, I beg your pardon, of course. I was a little confused by his manner. He's making Mangan help him with something in the garden, and he wants me, too.
A powerful whistle is heard.
Olson ahoy!
The whistle is repeated.
Oh dear, I believe he's whistling for me.
He hurries out.
Now my father is a wonderful man, if you like.